is the easiest route today is to fly into Turkey and disappear for a while, come off the grid, spend as much time as you want in both either Syria and or Iraq or both, and then come back and fly out of Turkey. That wouldn't necessarily rise to the standard. Remember, these are U.S. persons. These are U.S. citizens. That's what the challenge is. Or they're British citizens, or they're German citizens, or they're Spanish citizens. That raises a level of difficulty for U.S. intelligence services in a way that we haven't seen in the numbers that they're trying to figure out who these people are and what their intentions are. That's what's so dangerous about this, and why allowing them to pool up in Syria, allowing them to have safe haven the size of Indiana between Syria and Iraq, and I say they, I mean Al-Qaeda-minded individuals that now have an army. That is as dangerous a time for an Al-Qaeda threat to the United States as I've ever seen.